You just
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. And I want to talk about basketball. I want to talk about G-Money Sports Report. Talking basketball. NBA playoff basketball. What's up, DJ Papa Z? How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Getting ready to the conference finals.
You're getting ready to conference finals?
Getting ready for the NBA Conference Finals, the Eastern Conference Finals and the Western Conference Finals. In the East, we got the Heat, Miami Heat, going to be playing the Boston Celtics. And in the West, we have the L.A. Lakers playing the Denver Nuggets.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have two serious seven-game series in the East and in the West. I'm thinking that the Miami Heat is going to win the series in the West, in the East. And I'm thinking they'll probably win the series. It might go 7 games. I'm thinking Boston ain't going to give it up too easily. But Miami will try to win the series. And I'm saying it'll probably go 7 games. And the Lakers should beat the Denver Nuggets, I'll say, in 6 games. I think the Lakers will win 4 games, and the Denver Nuggets will win 2 games. So it'll be a 6-game series. I'm really thinking the Denver Nuggets ain't ready to play with the Los Angeles Lakers. So that's my prediction. The Miami Heat, and then they'll be playing the Los Angeles Lakers in the championship, NBA Finals. So that's my prediction of the conference game. And the Eastern Conference playing the Western Conference. Wow. We had a real serious play game. Yeah. The Philadelphia 76ers played good against the Boston Celtics. In the end, they just fell apart. Boston just really turned it on and played really good. I don't know what happened with the New York Knicks and the Miami Heat. I think the Knicks were just outranked. They didn't even play good against the Miami Heat. I don't think that game went seven games, that series. I don't think it went seven games. I think it only went like five games in the series. And then the West, I don't know. Well, the Denver Nuggets played seven games against the Phoenix Suns. So that went a seven-game series there. And Phoenix kind of fell apart in game number seven. So they fell out, and they ended up giving the Denver Nuggets the win. And the Los Angeles Lakers, they played good against the Golden State Warriors. And I think that series went seven games, but the Lakers kind of, I don't know what happened with the Lakers. Golden State, I guess, turned it up and decided that they weren't going to go out without a fight. So they fought to the end. And the Lakers, they played them good in the end. Because I think the Lakers won by like 20 points in the last game of the series. So I think they put a whooping on the Golden State Warriors, the last game of the series. What did you think about the series, DJ?
I don't have any thoughts about anything. So I was kind of hoping that the Golden State Warriors would win. I felt a little sad because, I'm a fan. Even though I'm from L.A., I'm up here in the San Francisco Bay Area where all the Warriors fans are. So all my friends are Warriors fans. But the Lakers, they outplayed them, so they deserve to be in the finals. So, I got to give it up to the Lakers and got to give it up to the Denver Nuggets too, because they outplayed the Suns, the Phoenix Suns. I thought the Suns were going to do something more, but – you lose, you go home. That's how it is in the professional sports. So
yes,
that's how it is.
Yeah, so that's how it went down. At least my Los Angeles Lakers made it to the final. So that's good. I'm really hoping they beat the Denver Nuggets. And then the Lakers will go on to play in the NBA Finals. And I don't know. We've had battles with the Boston Celtics for years. So I don't know what kind of series they're going to have. I think, didn't you tell me that the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers played in 2020? Because the Lakers, they won the championship in 2020. Did they play against the Boston Celtics in that series to win the 2020 series when they were playing in the bubble because of the pandemic?
Well, I know the Lakers won, and they beat the Miami Heat in 2020. The thing about the Lakers Boston Celtics is, out of all the teams that have NBA championships, the Lakers and the Celtics are tied with the most championships. They both have 17 championships. So if the Lakers end up playing the Boston Celtics, one of them is going to emerge with the most championships in the NBA.
Oh, okay. Well, Lakers, come on and bring it to them. Put it to them. Because they got their work cut out for them. Because Boston has a lot of young players, and they got a lot of players that are new to the NBA. So they will be playing tough against the Lakers. The Lakers is an old team. They got a lot of old players that are playing for the Lakers. Like LeBron James is 38. He's been in the league for 20 years. And then they got a couple other players that have been in the league for like 10 and 15 years. So the Lakers is an old squad. But the Boston Celtics, I think they have a lot of new blood playing for the Celtics. I don't think that'll give them any advantages. I'm still thinking the Lakers are going to beat them because they got seniority on the court. They know how to play to win. And they've all been there before. So I'm hoping that they stand up and step up to the plate and play the championship game like they know how to play. So, I don't know. I think it's been a while since the Boston Celtics actually won a series, won a playoff. I think it's been years since they actually won an NBA championship. The Lakers won in 2020, but Boston hasn't won in a while. But you said the Lakers beat Miami in 2020. So that means Miami went to the championship game in 2020. So Miami has been at the forefront of the playoff finals. So we can expect Miami to be at their best to play good against the Lakers. So we'll see. I'm really hoping that it's the Los Angeles Lakers playing in the championship against the Miami Heat. So we'll have to see what happens. But I want Miami to beat the Boston Celtics. Yes, I do. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. Okay, so when is game one of the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat?
So game one for the Lakers is today. Lakers and the Nuggets is today. And then the Heat plays tomorrow. And so every day, a different team plays. So the Lakers play today. The Celtics play tomorrow. The Lakers play on Thursday. The Heat and the Celtics play on Friday. The Lakers and the Nuggets play on Saturday. The Heat and the Celtics play on Sunday. So every day, there's only one game a day.
Oh, okay. So they won't have any breaks. They're going to play straight through until they switch home stadium. Because I think the Lakers will play, and then they'll take a day off, and then they'll go and play in Denver. So I think that's how
actually, they're going to play two away games and then two home games. And then two away games and then two home games.
Oh, okay. So are the home games like back-to-back? The Lakers will play on Tuesday and then they'll play on Wednesday? Oh, okay.
No. Every other day. Every other day.
Oh, okay. Well, that would give Lakers a chance to rest then. Because those old men need to sit down and get massages and get body oil and sit in the sauna for a while in the jacuzzi. They need to rest between games. So that's good. I hope that they take their time and schedule their time off so they can play good when it's time for them to play. And I hope they take it serious and just beat Denver real fast and don't hesitate and try to extend the series. As you know, LeBron might be trying to make some money in Denver, so he may try to extend the game so that they can stay in Denver a couple of days extra. I hope they don't do that. I hope they just go through and whip Denver real quick, four straight, and then they take the time off while Boston is playing the Miami Heat and let them take 7 to 10 days to play their series. So we'll see what happens. But I'm hoping the Lakers get plenty of rest and they play real good for the series. And they play well enough to win the NBA Finals. We need the championship back in Los Angeles again. Well, all right. So we'll see what happens. I'm following all the games. So I'm going to be reporting on all the games, everybody. So if you're listening to G-Money Sports Report, we're going to be talking about the series between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics and the series between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. All right. I guess that's it for G-Money Sports Report. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for music in a minute.
And then we had another girl named Val, and she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig, and they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. She was about 6th or 7th grade. But she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her. And the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. They didn't really get away from her while they were running from her. But she was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to.
West Side! Who banging on the Transformers? Trick-ass niggas quick to tuck they tail. But fuck that, you know how we get.
Can't get enough of this gangster shit.
It's the Don. Go let them know. Unwettable. I'm Big Fish. Incredible. Who banging on the white collar? Got a pile of dollars. Still rolling Impalas. I'm bombing. On common sense. Chicago is mine. Nigga hit the fence. Intense. Kingpin. Nigga worldwide. And I bring sin when I wanna. Who ride? Who ride? And who applied the pressure? Show me 3 niggas that's fresher. Westside Connect Gang. Yeah, we talking shit. Nigga, do you know who you fucking with? Ice Cube is the lick. West Side is the flick.
Can't get enough of this gangster shit.
Ice Cube is the lick. West Side is the flick.
Can't get enough of this gangster shit.
It's Mac being fooled. That nigga with the heaters. Gauges, revolvers, tanks, and
millimeters. You know how we who ride when we collide. Niggas run, but they can't hide, cause it's worldwide. I'm jacking and licking, punks is straight tricking. Square ass nigga can't tell an ounce from a chicken. I feel you full of lead and I take your big head. So nigga, watch how you talking. I'm still chicken hawking. So hit the deck, fuck, don't move, my gun is bigger. And you'll be dead if I pull this trigger. So where the safe at? I want the loot in the cabbie. Your money or your life, so punk act like you're savvy.
Mac 10 is the lick, west side is the click.
Can't get enough of this gangsta shit.
Mac 10 is the lick, west side is the click.
Can't get enough of this gangsta shit.
Yes, you're now rocking with the west. We don't fuck with the stress.
West side!
All these jolly y'all come free. Been in the corner blow with a pocket full of weed. Serving all enemies, fuck your whole set. This is west side connect, I'm still to the neck. Nigga, where y'all from? Where y'all from? Better be the same that I'm claiming. Motherfucking training, I'm swinging. Rubbing these things, drinking gin out the bottle. Steadily keep swinging out the blue mountain collar. Spitting hollows on my rock going with packs, that's a blast. Get in my stalk on, walk on, nigga, away from my flag. Skip, I'm from that D-Low, double O, cause the ride is like jacking, first snatching, new bait until I die.
Dub C is the lick, west side is the flick.
Can't get enough of this gangsta shit.
Dub C is the lick, west side is the flick.
Can't get enough of this gangsta shit.
Bullshit after bullshit. What is this? Got to let these motherfuckers know we mean business. Cock the hammer back and all smiles turn to frown. Bow down when niggas realize they out of bounds. Connect, subject to do ya, so who ya? Think you're fucking with, don't let that smooth shit fool ya. Got no love for you, your crew, we bring trouble too. Steal your bitch and have her throwing up the double.
KT is the lick, west side is the click.
Can't get enough of this gangsta shit.
Now we
jump taping ankles and wrists. Following home, niggas bitches. Laying in the cuts and chucks and ski masks. Pistol whip they ass until they open up the safe in Calabasas. Ash to ash, dust to dust, nigga.
Dick in your ass, sex, throw your dough in your bag. Get
before I have to go to torturing. Robbery's been the thing since paroled out of court.
The comrades is the lick, west side is the flick.
Can't get enough of this gangsta shit.
Guess who just stepped out the small? It's the west side connection mixed with rips and dogs. All you motherfuckers is talking tough. Mad at my homies cause they platinum plus. Cause I'm the gatekeeper, fuck your street sweeper. All my homies is handy with the heater. You better tighten up your bulletproof vest. You niggas can't fuck with the wild, wild west.
All from the eye of the lick, west side is the flick.
Can't get enough of this gangsta shit.
Connect gang is the lick, west side is the flick.
Can't get enough of this gangsta shit.
Incredible.
SCG, sending love to the penitentiary. We who bang and we who ride. Yeah. Always represent the worldwide west side.
West side, ye! So we go 12 deep to the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us. And they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt. But it was 12 on 4. Of course we were going to win that fight. But it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling. And everybody that was gang-affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence, and the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends, and they started fighting.
Who's back? Steve, you still doing that shit, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Check me out.
It's still Dre Day, nigga. AK, nigga. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they say homage, but haters say
pile, nigga. My last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed. They wanna know how I feel about
it. You ain't up on
things. Dr. Dre is the name. I'm ahead of my game. Still puffin' my leaf. Still fuck with the beats. Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease. Still got love for the streets, reppin' 213. Still the beat bang, still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change.
Still, I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
Since the last time you heard from me, I lost some friends.
Well, hell, me and Snoop, we dipping again. Kept my ears to the streets. Signed Eminem, he's triple platinum, doing 50 a week. Still, I stay close to the heat. And even when I was close to defeat, I rose to my feet. My life's like a soundtrack, I wrote to the beat. Street rap like Cali weed, I smoke till I'm asleep. Wake up in the AM, compose a beat. I bring the fire till you're soaking in your seat. It's not a fluke, it's been tried, I'm the truth. Since turn out the lights from the world-class wrecking crew. I'm still at it, after mathematics. In the home of drive-bys and acrobatics. Swap me, sticky green and bad traffic. I dip through, then I give you the
D.R.E. I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E. It ain't nothing but mohawk shit. Another classic CD for y'all to vibe with. Whether you're cooling on the corner with your fly bitch,
yes.
Lay back in the shack, play this track. I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
I'll break your neck, damn near put your face in your lap. Niggas try to be the king, but the ace is back.
So if you ain't up on things,
Dr. Dre be the name. Still running the game, still got it wrapped like a mummy. Still ain't trippin', love to see young blacks get money. Spend time out the hood, take their moms out the hood. Hit my boys off a job, no more living hard. Barbecues every day, driving fancy cars. Still gon' get my regard.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
Right back up in your motherfucking ass. 9-5 plus 4 pennies. Add that shit up. D.R.E. Right back up on top of things. Smoke some with your dough. No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks. Some of that real sticky, icky, icky. Ooh-wee. Put it in the air, air. Boy, you's a fool, D.R.
When I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there, and they were having a two-on-two basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, Warren, we signed up to play as a two-man team. And I was the shooter, and he was a little taller than me, and he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot, and I would score. And we kept playing like that through the tournament, and we ended up winning the tournament, and we got $100. And so we went to Jack in the Box. This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can listen to what I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5" all day. I'm G Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my finger, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the Blue Fly Blue stepping crew. I'm G Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homies in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and the desert at first. The camp blew up like a battlefield nurse. I'm G Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homies smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies are singing ready or not. All of my lyrics are big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double date with Christy and her roommate Janet. All of my women are cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, just like a black seal. 65 is where I reside. West Side, South Central L.A. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you don't know, now you know. G65 is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. All right, back to the show. And I'm like, I know they're not shooting at me, so I hit the ground. And they're shooting, and they're shooting. And I'm on the ground under a car, and I'm crawling down the street under the car. And I look out, and I see a bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way. And they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 9 millimeters. They're just blasting, blam, blam, blam. And they're shooting back at the Mexicans. And they're shooting at each other, and they're blasting. And I'm in the middle of the shootout. And I'm on the street, on the ground, and I'm under the cars, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party. And I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the cars. But I notice that they're on one side of the street.
Zaga, Zaga, oh, na, 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 Gorilla Block, where you from?
Zaga. I'm strictly business, just like EPMD. I'm BLACK from the CBD, where they dip them cigarettes in PCT. And them bras, they believe in me. CIB, the magnum totem, keep my enemies on IV once I toast them. Just like my bagels, have them like Christians over their head smoking halo. Call me Plato, I philosophize by the brick and divided up amongst my guys. Then I call Lionel to press up the vinyl so I can charge the game like a wild rhino. I know no one else could do it better. Is you stupid, nigga? Get your shit together.
Bad man, Zack, 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 come from condom. And be the man is a Jamaican. Sending my message across the nation. Cause I'm original bad man. Yo, I'm original bad man.
All black and like Eminem, not the rugged ones, the ones that's feminine. In the friend, my dojo, you lose your mojo. My karate chops in slow-mo. Fuck around and knock the hair up off your chest. My shots burn your brain to a fucked up mess. Unless I put the potato on the end of the barrel and watch your soul fly with the sparrow. Call me Sparrow Gorilla, a pair of is mink, and sometimes I wear chinchilla. Yes, I'm the thriller, brother, I pop Cristal or drink Miller. Turn wine coolers back to wine chillers. Yes, I'm the illest, no one is like me. No, that's unlikely.
Bad man, Gorilla Black, come from condom. And be the man is a Jamaican. Sending my message across the nation. Cause I'm original bad man. Yo, I'm original bad man. And Gorilla Black come from condom. And be the man is a Jamaican. We have no one original bad man.
Me Jack in the Bendigo. Me black wear fancy clothes. Yes, the mini hoes. Yes, the mini clothes. Start up the destruction. Assisted by Carlos on percussion. The ushering a new millennium. My mind process raps like a Pentium. Anyone, anyhow, and any way. Niggas get fucked up when the mini pray. Yes, he went away with Shell stuck up in his back. He fucked up with black, got hit up with the Mac. Left to stick the act, don't act nonchalant. Yeah, I keep that hardware like I'm DuPont.
Original Batman. Yo, I'm original Batman. And Gorilla Black. my message across the nation. Cause I'm original Batman. Yo, I'm original Batman. And Gorilla Black comes from Phantom. And Beanie Man is a Jamaican. We have only one original Batman. Cause I'm original Batman.
And I said, you want to get some crack? And she said, yeah, I want to get some. So you know somebody? And I said, well, yeah, I know somebody. I can call them and see what they can do. And she said, okay. And I said, well, wait right here, and I'm going to go outside and make the call. And while I was walking out of the casino, she hollered all the way across the casino and make sure he brings plenty of stuff for us to get so we can smoke. And I'm looking at her like, oh, is she crazy? She's announcing that I'm getting ready to go outside and make a phone call to buy some dope. I said, she must be crazy. So I walked out and I made the call. And my buddy said, yeah, I'll meet you at your house.
I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to Catholic school, and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track. And I never did have to watch my back. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central L.A., where the Crips were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dub?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete, and they knew I was good. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted, I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted, and I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central LA, but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody. and they'll tell you it's so.
The bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to what I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G-Money, and ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood. They love my smile. I'm running through the city, and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on my phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money. It's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies, and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Sapphire Fair.
girls in the neighborhood French braid my hair. I'm G-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now. 6-5 all day. 65 is where I reside. 6-0, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. 65 is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. 65 is where I reside. 6-0, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. And back to the show we go. You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
Blaze up.
Now when I come to y'all hood, y'all watch my back.
Yeah.
And when you come to Inglewood, I'ma front you a sack. So we been trying to get away with the cash like a caper, because it ain't about the set trip, it's all about the paper. Made up all of these seats on the rides like yeast. Of all Bay Lexus, and I keep my cat free. McKinnon's the lick, and you know what my set be. Connect gang, nigga from the west, where the best
it
be.
It ain't no question, Zach. You down to blast for me, down to ride for me, down to die for me.
Die,
I come through for these sucker-ass niggas to rap. Come creeping on them slowly, for sure they showing death.
Gun, nigga, show 'em where you're from, nigga, riding that young nigga, arsenal quick, potting up the scorch with the double fours on the hip, rolling with the force, he's out to catch a body, talking about I thought this was a gangster party, now he's walking around Florida, you can see, talking about was jumping, I'm about to get the pump and start dumping on something.
Party over here.
And if you wanna trip, we got the straps near.
Cause niggas like us do platinum every year.
And if I rule the sphere, you hit it disappear.
Let everybody in the house throw your dubs in the air. And wave them all around like you just don't care. Worldwide and dope, so nigga act like you savvy. Mac 10 in the pound, cooking nothing but the pound.
I'm serving niggas like a host with the pound, so take a toast. Dog, this West Coast and I shit bump the most. Cause vine to vine, I swing through the woods of bingo. And everything I make, fuck around and be a single. From the who banging hits to the yes, yes. just yours. Now all down my halls, got plaques on my walls. We might slow the road, sit back and still kick it, but the shit don't stop till we hit a meal ticket. I'll be goddamn, I'm in it for a meal ticket and the goal successful. I don't know to prove a show. Usuals, wolf a corner, hit a block back to back. I don't know what's like that, where the gangbangers hang at. They say, damn, you a rider? I reply, well, hell yeah, I'm a rider. From the east side of Lumber to the west side of Inglewood, on the cash mission, Bellinwood to hood.
Once upon a time in the early stages of my life, sacrifice out for the loot, shaking niggas like dice, forever in a day. Say what you say, on the mic I display. Philly to LA, I've been all over, from Crenshaw and Imperial to 108. I'm sure Mac got my back, it's all about mashing, cash and heat in the stash when you're with a neighborhood of a savage.
But you over here, party over here,
and if you wanna trip, we got the straps in there.
Cause niggas like us do platinum every year, and if I rule the sphere,
you should've disappeared.
Now everybody in the house, throw your dubs in the air, and wave them all around like you just don't care. Worldwide and dope, so nigga act like you're savvy, Mac 10 in the pound, dog.
What do you consider fun? When you wake up in the morning and you start to yawn,
that's the bomb.
All day, night, and all day long. Come on,
that's the bomb.
Come on,
Dub SBC, DPDGV. Take a picture, trick. Take a picture, trick. It might make it real.
The bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony then let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
Y'all ready for this?
You will enjoy the fusion, and I will ascend with the solid.
the funky hip-hop music, so check it. Listen to the kick, popping with a click, and with no rehearsals, I'm dropping funky verses. Stupid with the bitches, I think that you are relying on. You love it when it battles with the fact that I am buying on suckers. Never come close to the knowing. There's no stuff in the dark when I am going, but in the abyss, someone would try to do this, stop him in his tracks, show him that I am ruthless. I don't give a damn, don't think that I am joking, cause I don't say he is funny when you're messing with my money. And people tell me this, you're sure you gotta stop him, but with no frills, so I just stop him. Continue with the rhyme, and make sure I get mine, with no static, cause it's over, and I send G to get my nine. But lessons have been learned, now I get it all in fun, and let it play when the people say, Trey, oh, you're a funky and I'm to the sea. I need a break so I can check around. See who the hell that is sitting down. I want all chairs off the floor. And if he stands to the wall, show him the door. And I'm kicking the beat to give you something to rock to. I do not stop to not to look at the clock. You proceed, but can't believe you're being taken. Five beats so cool, you start shaking and shivering. Cause I'm delivering the answer. Haven't seen if you're a hell of a dancer. You try sitting, but it's cause the beat is so rough, so tell me, tell it, don't be funky or not.
I went to a Catholic elementary school, but I wanted to go to a public junior high school. So I asked my mother if I could go to a public school, and she said she would sign me up for Orville Wright Junior High School. And I had some interesting people in my class, and then they added another guy to my class that came in late. And I said, what is your name? And he said, you heard of Tina Turner? You heard of Ike Turner? I'm the second son. I'm Craig. I'm Craig. I'm Craig. That's right. I'm Craig Turner. And I said, okay. And I told everybody in my group, oh, he's going to be a problem.
And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To
join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Let's hit Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can listen to the radio show and pull up and listen to what I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, and they say I'm back. I'm back in the hood because I'm the Mac. My hair is long and my skin is black. I drink champagne and I don't smoke crack. I'm G Money. I'm smooth as silk. I eat cereal with cold milk. That's Papa G. Some call him Bill. His picture's on my window sill. I go to church in my room. I'm the bride, and she's the groom. I work out right on Zoom. I'm getting buff by playing Doom. Look at my arms. They're hard as hell. I work out. Can't you tell? Pimp all day. Ring the bell. I'm in my room. What's that smell? 65 is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. 65 is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. And now, back to the show we go. All right, well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to share a story with you that I wrote for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and get something to snack on, some popcorn, some peanuts, or some potato chips, and sit back and put your head back and get something to drink. I tell you a story that will be interesting. It'll be entertaining. It'll be educational. And it will be inspirational. So DJ Papa D, do you have the story that I recorded for the listening audience? And we can play that story now. And we'll be back for more of the show after the story.
Yeah, my girls were playing basketball like they had played their game before. But a lot of my girls had never really played basketball before, so they didn't know you had to dribble with one hand at a time. Some of them were dribbling with two hands, and, you know, that's called double dribble. And the girls were shooting the ball, and they were shooting outside their range, which means if they were more than 5 feet from the basket, they shouldn't have been trying to shoot the ball. That's too far out. They couldn't even hit the basket, being 5 feet from the basket. So
that was too far out. And the girls that played defense, oh, they were good defensive players. They would get in the face of the opponent, and they would make the opponent dribble the ball out of bounds or dribble off their foot to go out of bounds, and we'd get the ball going the other way. So my defense was good. If I could have gotten the girls to dribble and shoot better, then we would have had a winning team for sure. But we went 5-3, and that was okay for the first year. The next year I told them we'll go undefeated because we're going to beat the teams that beat us this year because they only beat us by 2 points. And that's because we shot the ball at the basket like 5 or 6 times and shot the ball over the basket. They couldn't bank it off the backboard until they finally learned how to do that. Then they could do a layup. They just banked the ball off of the backboard, and it would go in the basket. But they were trying to shoot the ball straight up into the basket, and they were shooting the ball over the basket, and it would come down on the other side, and we'd get the ball and shoot it back up over the basket to the other side, and we'd get the ball again, and they'd shoot the ball up over the basket again. And I'm like on the sideline going crazy, like, bank the ball off of the square. Stop trying to shoot it in the basket. Bank the ball off the square. But it took them like 4 games before they could realize that's what they were supposed to do. And then after they did that, they were okay. They played like champions then. They came down court, passed the ball to the shooter, and the shooter shot the ball, and if she didn't swish it, they would rebound the ball and bank it off the square. And we'd run back down and set up for defense. So my girls started playing ball like they had been playing for a while. And I had 13 girls on my team, and 9 of them had never played basketball before in their life. So I had 4 of them that could play. And those 4 made up my starting squad. And the rest of them just filled in when it was time to give my other players a break. And then we go to my baseball team. Man, my baseball team was all Mexicans. I didn't have a black player on my team. But let me tell you something. Those Mexicans can play baseball. Oh, they can hit the ball. They can catch the ball. They can throw the ball. They play good baseball. I was really proud of them. And I had brothers that were coming up. I had an 8th grader, and he had a 7th grade brother, and he had a 6th grade brother. And so the 3 brothers played on the team together, and they played great. And then I had another couple of brothers that had another brother that was a 6th grader, and so all 3 of them played on the team, and they all started. And then I had 2 other 6th graders that I called super 6th graders because they were good athletes. And if they hadn't been in 6th grade, they probably could have started. But, you know, I always preferred to have my 7th and 8th graders start before a 6th grader, even if the 6th grader was good. But what I would do is I'd start the 7th and 8th graders, and then after, like, the 4th inning, then I'd put the super 6th graders in, and they would finish the game for me. And they were good hitters. They could steal the bases. They were good fielders. Then my team was at full strength when I had all my 6th graders playing. And I had all my 7th graders. And I had my 8th grade star. everybody. We were a good team then. And my team could hit, and they could run, and they could be all right.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Then give you the finger like a tumble. Shorty over the summer, you might have boosted the inch. But as long as fabulous is playing, get used to the bench. See, my game consists of a whole lot of moves you would think I learned from the Harlem Globetrotters. JD gon' lead us to a ring. Fab and Bow Wow's the only players that make cheerleaders wanna sing. Yeah, put it up, put it up, put it up, put it up now. Put it up, put it up, put it up now. Put it up, put it up, put it up now.
Joint the night MJ scored 63 points when the Lakers won titles back to back. Didn't give nobody no kind of slack. When Vince Carter came, stuck his arm in the rim, everybody went crazy in the whole damn gym. Dikembe Mutombo standing tall, playing D with desire. It's basketball thing.
With Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa, and her mother was like, "Oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance." So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes, and she said, "No, baby, I want to see you dance for real." And I stopped,
in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. Let me check with my timekeeper, with my engineer, DJ Papa D. What's the time on the clock on the wall?
It is 4:23, time to do birthdays.
Okay. Well, like I said, the clock on the wall says that's all. So it's time for me to recognize all of my friends, my family, my fans, and my followers of the radio show. And we want to recognize their birthday for everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on May 15th, 2023. Okay, DJ, name the birthday so that we can recognize.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. May 16th. 2023. Happy birthday, Jennifer Mack. Happy birthday, KD Ball. Happy birthday, Veronica Santee. Happy birthday, Braxton P. Hartnabrig. Happy birthday to Chris Dothis Jackson. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. Gerald E. Cunningham. And that's it for birthdays. So we want to wish everyone who's celebrating their birthday today a happy birthday on May 16th, 2023.
Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that celebrates their birthday today on the 16th of May. Boy, I can't get the dates right to save my life. But I want to recognize all of the people that are celebrating their birthday today. May God bless you with everlasting love. And may our Lord and Savior feel like he's given his life to those that are following in God's footsteps for everlasting pleasure and the grace that the Lord has blessed all of us with. And may I say, to sing a birthday song for you. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday today, and have a good day today, and a better day tomorrow, yes. And may you have a great day today. May you have a big birthday dinner and big birthday party at your house with all of your family and your loved ones and your friends and family. May they circle you with love and presents and good entertainment for your entertaining pleasure. So, I'm G Money, and I'm saying I'm out of here until Thursday. So, have a good week and enjoy some of those good basketball games. Go Lakers and go Miami Heat. We want to see the two of them in the World Championship basketball game for the winner, so that I can be happy that my Lakers are standing above all the rest. All right. Well, without further ado, I want to say to you that let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Well, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.